Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Today we're celebrating that Jesus is risen.
Welcome to Christian Life Church Online. It's great to have you with us wherever you are. We've got an exciting service this morning, so let's be ready for what God is going to do. We're going to start with worship with Tim and Rosie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Tim, and who are you?
Rosie Fitcher.
This is Rosie, and we're going to sing some songs this morning. We're going to praise the Lord together, and we're going to start by singing one of the scriptures, aren't we, Rosie?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the scripture was?
Nope.
Oh, that's okay. It was at John 6:48, wasn't it? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So we'll sing that together, and you've got to clap really quickly in between, all right? Don't they? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Shall we just go for it?
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:48. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:48. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:48. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:48. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:48. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. John 6:48. John 6:48. Fantastic. Okay. We're going to sing another song this morning to celebrate how big and how big our God is, and how amazing He is, and how He holds everything in His hands, doesn't He, Rosie? What sort of things does God hold in His hands? He does. He holds us in His hands. Does He hold bowls of fruit in His hands?
No.
No? Okay, fair enough. Does He hold submarines in His hands?
Yeah,
he does, doesn't he? Does he hold the world in his hands?
Yeah.
He does. He holds everything in his hands. And he wants the best for us, doesn't he, Rosie?
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
He does. Okay, so we're going to sing this. There are some actions, aren't there?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you all right doing the actions and singing as well, Rosie?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, great. So it's Our God is a Great Big God. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. He's higher than a skyscraper. He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And He's known me and He's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. He's higher than a skyscraper. He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And He's known me and He's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. One more time. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He holds us in His hands. And He holds us in His hands. And He holds us in His hands. Amen. Well done. Great actions, everyone. And we're going to do some more worship later on together. Amen.
So do you know what we want to talk about today?
Yeah.
What?
Easter.
Easter. That's really, really good.
So, do you know what Easter is about?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think Easter's about then?
I think it's about remembering that Jesus died on the cross to save our sins.
So for you, what do you know about Jesus? Who is Jesus?
Well, I know he's in heaven.
Yes, yes.
And he loves.
It's true, so true. He loves us. Have you ever heard about the cross?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the cross?
The cross is what Jesus died on. He died.
He died.
And then, 3 days later, what happened?
He grew again.
Where does that mean we get to go? When we die, where do we get to go?
Heaven.
How do you think he was? What did he do to be back to life, do you think?
He prayed to God?
I think so.
So we celebrate Easter because of Jesus, don't we, Joshua?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do we eat at Easter?
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Do you think Jesus ate Easter eggs?
No.
No. Brilliant. So at home, who likes eating chocolate more? Is it Mum or Dad?
Dad.
Dad.
Yeah. Probably Dad.
Is it? What is it? Yeah. What is Dad's favorite chocolate?
What's your favorite chocolate, Daddy?
Oh, that's difficult. I like lots of chocolate. Probably milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate, like mine.
That's brilliant. Is that your favorite as well?
Yeah, white chocolate and milk chocolate.
White chocolate and milk chocolate. Brilliant. So, if you could hide a chocolate egg in your house for your mom and dad to look for, where would you hide it so they wouldn't find it too easy?
I would probably hide it in my mom's bed.
I think I didn't hear. I think, Daddy, can you close your ears so she can say a little bit louder?
Yeah.
Okay, where is
in
it?
In my mommy and daddy's bed.
Ah, okay. Okay, okay. I don't think they will find it. It's too difficult.
You were going to hide an Easter egg from Daddy. Where would you put it? I know where I'd put it.
Outside!
Outside, Joe! Would you hide it in anything?
No!
No? Where would you put it outside?
On the decking.
I would hide it inside a box.
A box. Any box in particular? In any room in particular? Where your dad would find it?
A shoebox.
A shoebox. Nice. Is that because your dad doesn't look very, very well in boxes?
No.
If you could have a chocolate egg made out of, or an egg made out of anything in the world, or filled with anything in the world, what would it be?
Messages.
Oh, messages. What kind of messages?
messages from my family because I don't really get to see them much.
If you could say something to Jesus, what would you say?
I would say that coronavirus could go away and see each other again.
Thank you, Tim and Rosie, for leading us in worship, and thank you, children, for sharing your thoughts on Easter. Now we're going to watch some videos showing the story of Easter through cartoons and art.
The artist is. See if you can recognise who the artist is.
The story of Easter, Jesus' sacrifice. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love and healed people from their sickness. He did many miracles like calming storms. And even raised people from the dead.
Wahoo!
The Jewish leaders and teachers did not like what Jesus was doing or how he claimed to be the Son of God. And so they made a plan to arrest him to get rid of him once and for all. Judas, one of Jesus' disciples, agreed to betray Jesus.
Come in.
And give him over to the religious leaders for some money. Jesus was in a garden praying, and Judas showed the man who Jesus was. Jesus was arrested and taken to the rulers of the land so that they could decide what to do with him.
Leaving there, he went, as he so often did, to Mount Olives. The disciples followed him. When they arrived at the place, he said, "Pray that you don't give in to temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done." At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed on all the harder. Sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured off his face. He got up from prayer, went back to the disciples, and found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. He said, "What business do you have sleeping? Get up. Pray so you won't give in to temptation." No sooner were the words out of his mouth than a crowd showed up. Judas, the one from the 12, in the lead. He approached Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said, "Judas, you would betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those with him saw what was happening, they said, "Master, shall we fight?" One of them took a swing at the chief priest's servant and cut off his right ear. Jesus answered, "No more of this." Then, touching the servant's ear, he healed him. Jesus spoke to those who had come, high priests, temple police, religious leaders. "What is this? Jumping me with swords and clubs as if I were a dangerous criminal? Day after day I've been with you in the temple, and you've not so much as lifted a hand against me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns."
Jesus was presented before the high council, and they asked him if he was the Messiah, the Savior of the Jews. They asked him if he was claiming to be the Son of God. You say that I am. And the council was furious, and they shouted that Jesus was guilty, and he deserves to die. So they took Jesus before the Roman ruler Pilate, and he heard the case against Jesus. Pilate didn't think that Jesus had done anything wrong.
Seems okay to me.
They found him to be innocent, so Pilate said that he would punish Jesus and then release him.
What?
But the crowd kept screaming louder and louder, "Crucify him! We want him dead!" And because of the pressure of the crowd, Pilate turned Jesus over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified. Jesus was hurt and spit on. His clothes were torn and taken from him, and a crown made out of thorns was put on his head. He was beaten so badly that he could barely stand on his own. And then he was forced to carry his cross so far up a mountain that he needed help because he could not do it on his own. Once Jesus made it to the place where he would be crucified, called the Skull, the soldiers around him nailed him to the cross and waited for him to die. While Jesus was hanging on the cross, many people shouted to him, "If you really are the Son of God, save yourself from the cross." But Jesus knew he had to die to forgive his people for their sins. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land. 3 hours later, Jesus took his last breath and finally died. At that very moment, the curtain in the temple that separated the priests from God's holy place tore in two. A soldier watching the whole thing said, "This man truly was the Son of God." Then a righteous man named Joseph came and placed Jesus' body in a tomb. 3 days passed, and it seemed that there was no hope.
Good morning and happy Easter. I'd like to add my welcome to you all. And as we've just watched this video in the first part of the Easter story, we see that Jesus knew he had to die so we would be forgiven for our sins and we would have a relationship with God restored. And for a moment now, as we carry on watching the second part of this video, we should examine our hearts, open our hearts and examine it, and let God search it and show us if there is anything that we need to ask for forgiveness, that we need to say sorry for. And Jesus loves us, and he has already paid the price for us. So, you know, he gave himself to break the sin. And so 20 years ago, during Easter time, I had an encounter with God, and I had my life transformed. So I knew, you know, Jesus did show us the sacrifice that he did on the cross for me. And so he gave me life, he gave me hope, he gave me abundant life. But to examine our hearts, it's something we have to do daily. So perhaps we could do it now, and as we watch the second part of the Easter story, just let's think about, you know, our lives and a personal thing that it's just us and God. So let's watch the second part of the Easter story now.
Thank you.
When they got to the place called Skull Hill, they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." The people stood there staring at Jesus, and the ringleaders made faces taunting. "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They toasted him with sour wine. "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Printed over him was a sign: "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging alongside cursed him: "Some Messiah you are. Save yourself. Save us." But the other criminal rebuked him: "Have you no fear of God? You're getting the same as him. We deserve this, but not him. He did nothing to deserve this." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom." He said, "Don't worry, I will. Today, you will join me in paradise." By now, it was noon. The whole earth became dark. The darkness lasting 3 hours. A total blackout. The temple curtain split right down the middle. Jesus called loudly, "Father, I place my life in your hands." Then he breathed his last.
But very early on Sunday morning, the woman who cared for Jesus went to go visit his body and found that his tomb was empty and that he was no longer there. "Don't be afraid," said an angel. "He is not here. He is risen." At this, the woman remembered that Jesus had told them that he would rise again on the third day. Woo-hoo! And ran to go tell the disciples what they had seen and heard.
Huh? Hey-o!
Ah!
And then for the next 40 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples and many others and showed them that he was alive and well. He taught them that what he did was the only way that they could be forgiven and be with God forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burial spices they had prepared. They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of this. Then, out of nowhere it seemed, two men, in clothes that gleamed like lightning, stood beside them. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee that he had to be handed over to sinners, be killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up." Then they remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news of all this to the 11 and the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles, but the apostles didn't believe a word of it, thought they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stooped to look in and saw a few grave clothes, that's all. He walked away puzzled, shaking his head. That same day, two of them were walking to the village Emmaus, about 7 miles out of Jerusalem. They were deep in conversation. going over all these things that had happened. In the middle of their talk and questions, Jesus came up and walked along with them. But they were not able to recognize who he was. He went on to open their understanding of the Word of God, showing them how to read their Bibles this way. He said, "You can see now how it is written, the Messiah suffers, rises from the dead on the third day, and then a total life change through the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in his name to all nations, starting from here, from Jerusalem. You're the first to hear and see it. You're the witnesses." What comes next is very important. "I am sending what my Father promised to you. So stay here in the city until he arrives, until you're equipped with power from on high." He then led them out of the city over to Bethany. Raising his hands, he blessed them, and while blessing them, took his leave, being carried up to heaven. And they were on their knees worshipping him. They returned to Jerusalem, bursting with joy. They spent all their time in the temple, praising God.
Good morning. I'd like to add my welcome to everybody. It's great to have you with us online. I want to thank you, everybody who's participated so far in the meeting. Thank you to Gabriella and Natasha, my daughters, who kicked off the meeting. Thank you to Tim and Rosie, who led us in the first part of worship, which we'll be going back to in a minute. Thank you to Adriana for sharing after the first video. The artist was Levi Cook. He's part of our Leinster congregation. He's an amazing artist, and as you can see, he's really quick at painting. Just before we go back to worship, I'd like to spend a few moments just to share a few thoughts to add to the Easter message. And by the way, I'm Tim, father of Gabriel and Natasha, and wife to Adriana. So I want to just say a couple of things. Firstly, what does the Easter story mean? What's it all about in summary? We had an overview there. But I would say, to sum it up, it says this, that God loves you. God loves me and God loves you. That was the whole message of the cross. That's the purpose that Jesus died. The Bible says this, that God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we're still far away from him, Jesus died on a cross for us. Now, this kind of love, demonstration of love, is not that kind of showy thing that you sometimes see, or a spectacular marriage proposal just to really demonstrate it. This demonstration of God's love was totally necessary. As we saw in the video, Jesus knew he had to die to take away our sins, and he did that. So this is all about how God loves us so much that he can't bear to be separated from us, and he's made a way through the cross to be friends with him again and us to have forgiveness. Secondly, what does the Easter message mean to you and to me personally? I watched a drama on YouTube recently, two guys talking about Easter, and at the end, one said to the other, "Oh, I can see that Easter has changed the message of Easter has changed your day, but it could have changed your life." Jesus never intended that what he did on the cross was to change our Easter day. It was to change our entire life. The first disciples that Jesus called to follow him, their life was totally changed. They changed their jobs. They changed where they lived. They changed their whole values. And as Adriana shared early, her encounter with Jesus changed her life. When I decided to follow Jesus, it also changed my life completely. Changed where I lived, because I involved God in that decision. It changed what I did, and it changed my values. It changed the direction of my life, and changed who I married. That's why I married Adriana. God was involved in that decision. So knowing God, following Jesus, has changed my life. And that's what God wants for you. And those that have met Jesus and had their lives changed by Jesus will say, it's worth it. It is better with Jesus. Now, many of you watching are already followers of Jesus. You've already made the decision to follow Jesus. Some of you know that you haven't made a decision to follow Jesus. But you may be just thinking right now, that's what I want. I want Jesus in my life. I want to follow him. You know, that can happen right now. All you need to do is to say to God, I'm sorry for my sins. I want to follow you. Give me your Holy Spirit. Just say it in your own words. Say to God what you want. You don't need to be a special prayer. Just speak to God and he will come to you. Some of you, and maybe many of you are thinking, I don't know. I'm not sure. There may be something in this, but I don't really know. When I first heard the message of Jesus, that's where I was. I thought, I don't know. I know I'm not a Christian. I know I'm not a follower of Jesus, but I don't know whether it's what I want. I don't know whether it's true. But what I thought, now what I challenge you to is with this, if this message is true, if there's a chance that it's true, that God sent his own son to die on a cross for you, it's worth exploring that chance. It's worth finding out more. So I just encourage you to find out more. A great way is to read the Bible. And you can also connect with us each week on a Sunday to learn more about that. Another great way is a thing called the Alpha Course. So that is a course where we explore Christianity. We explore the big questions of life. So it's a great play. We watch a video and then we can talk and ask any question. I've done it a few times with people, and I've always made friends, always enjoyed it, and we learn about the message of Easter and the message of Christianity. If you're not sure, if you're in that place, I don't know what this message is about, and you think it's worth giving it a chance. It's about 8 weeks, the course, once a week, for about an hour. Watch a video and we chat. It's really great fun, and you'll make friends. If you're interested, then you can connect with us through the site, clch.cc/connect. Perhaps somebody can put that in the chat on Facebook and on Church Online. And you can send us an email. You can send us an email direct, admin@clch.cconline. Just let us know that you want to go on an Alpha course. If you want to connect us with any other way, that's the way to go. Okay? I want to pray. I want to pray that God opens our eyes and reveals himself to us, because what happens at Easter is God reveals his love to us, but we need to be made personal to us. Father, thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on a cross for us, to take away our sins, that we can have a relationship with you. I pray right now for everybody watching that you touch us by your Spirit, that we know your touch, know your presence, know the reality of this message, not just as a story in the Bible for long ago, but something that's real for us now. Touch us by your Spirit. I ask in Jesus' name. I just want to pray another prayer. You know, the Bible says that on the cross, not only did Jesus take away our sins, but he took away all our sickness. And so I want to pray now. And you pray yourself, if you are ill, if you need God to touch you in your body or mind or your emotions and give you healing, God is a God who heals. So I'm going to pray. But you just reach out to God and God will touch you. For I pray for those that are sick now that want you to heal them. that you in your power, in the name of Jesus, you heal. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, before we just go on to the second part of our worship, which will be to finish off the meeting, a couple of notices. Firstly, we normally have on Sunday night a prayer meeting. We're having a break this Sunday, so don't log on to the Zoom prayer. We'll be back next Sunday. Straight after the meeting, we have our Zoom cafe. So get your tea or coffee ready and a biscuit and log into the Zoom link. It will be in the chat on the Facebook or Church Online, and it's great time to have a chat together. I want to thank you for those that are faithfully giving to the Church Online. So you can do that through the links on the Church Online, and there's a link on the chat on Facebook. So hope you've really enjoyed the service. There is, and you're going to really enjoy the rest of the worship. So I'm going to hand over to Tim and Rosie to continue with the worship.
So the next song we're going to sing together and worship Jesus with is all about Jesus, isn't it, this song?
Yes.
Now, Jesus goes with us anywhere we go, doesn't he, Rosie?
Yes.
And where does he live?
He lives in us and with us forever.
In us and with us forever. So Jesus will go with us anywhere. Mm-hmm. Would he go into a deep, dark forest with us?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would he go into a cave with us?
Yeah.
Would he go across mountains with us?
Yeah.
Would he go into the deep seas with us?
Yeah.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus will never leave us, will he?
Me.
Amen. So we're going to sing this song and declare truths about Jesus together. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll go anywhere at all, as long as I'm with you. I'll go anywhere you call me to, as long as I'm with you, as long as I'm with you. You're the adventure of a lifetime, Jesus. You take my heart and make it wild. You're the thrill my whole is seeking, Jesus. Your grace is no horizon line. Your grace is no horizon line. I'll go anywhere at all, as long as I'm with you. I'll go anywhere you call me to, as long as I'm with you. As long as I'm with you. Take me out beyond the waves, Lord Jesus. You are the captain of my soul. There is no map for why your wild heart takes us. We're running into the unknown, yeah. We're running into the unknown. Ready? I'll go anywhere at all, as long as I'm with you.
Anywhere you call me to, as long as I'm with you. Sing again.
I'll go anywhere at all, as long as I'm with you. I'll go anywhere you call me to, as long as I'm with you. As long as I'm with you.
Should we sing one more time?
Anywhere at all, as long as I'm with you. I'll go anywhere you call me to, as long as I'm with you. As long as I'm with you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jesus, that you go with us wherever we go. And thank you, Jesus, that you are always in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Right. What song should we finish with, Rosie? What do you think?
My Lighthouse.
My Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's one of Daddy's favorites. So we'll sing this together. And we'll celebrate that God is our lighthouse, yeah? He shines light where we go. He shines light into the darkness. He is the fire that keeps us going, isn't he? Amen? Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So, here we go. Wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear.
I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storm. Fire before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storm. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Tim and Rosie. That was great. I just want to make one correction. Apparently, I did say that I was Adriana's wife. I am Adriana's husband. She is my wife. Just to clarify that in case you were confused.
Oh, thank you for joining us this morning and hope you have a great day.
Happy Easter. Easter. Hey-oh.